At the first sign of moodiness, pull your sales dogs aside and encourage them to let you know what is on their minds. Through their response, attempt to identify the actual emotion involved. "You don't seem yourself today, Sarah. You seem depressed. You appear to be a bit more negative about things than usual." By doing this, you have acknowledged the emotion and will automatically raise their emotional state of mind. This is exactly what a counselor does when you go to a therapy session. The simple act of acknowledgement shows that you care and are aware there is a change in their behavior. After they've opened up, ask them some specific questions aimed at helping them arrive at a positive solution. What has been working for you lately, Sarah? What hasn't been working? If you can ask specific questions, it allows them to see that it isn't, in fact, always, just sometimes. Then, if you can isolate enough sometimes, you can change the behavior and avoid the frustration. This also acts as a kind of brainstorming session, and often solutions start to present themselves just through discussion and feedback. The energy then shifts to a more positive level, and suddenly things don't look so bleak, and action plans for success can be formulated. After listening carefully, work with them to develop a plan for success. It's important to break the future victory into small, attainable steps so that they can work themselves back to the right frame of mind and take ownership of that process so that they realize they are making the difference, not you. It is important for you as a sales dog to quickly move to some plan of action that is fun, easy, and distracts you from your current dilemma. Once your positive mindset has returned, you are ready to take on the world once again. If it is a petty concern, let it go. But if you notice a trend of negative behavior, the worst thing to do is to ignore the emotion and try to brush it under the carpet or pretend it's not there and hope it'll go away. Emotion is a good thing. It reminds us we're still alive. It's what generates passion and excitement. As a dog trainer, managing energy is the key to successful sales. When energy levels are high, so are sales. This process can also be used effectively to shift the mood of a client, prospect, or customer. And the sales dog that is able to gradually and elegantly lift the energy level of a prospect will be a winning dog. It is critical to understand that you choose the emotion that you want to have right now. It is not just thought. Emotion is much stronger. It is generated through your focus. When you shift your focus, you shift your emotions. When you need to shift your focus and get your emotions to start working for you instead of against you, try this. This takes only about 1 to 2 minutes. 1. What is it about this situation that you really don't like? Talk about it. Be specific. Just saying, "This sucks," won't work. 2. Then focus on what you want. Talk about it. Stay focused on what you do want until you can see it, feel it, hear it, and maybe even smile about it. That is it. Hold that feeling as long as you can. Repeat the process as often as possible. Remember, you don't have to come up with an action plan to get what you want. Just stop focusing on what you don't want and concentrate on what you do want. I had to make a presentation to a very large client recently. The contract in question was for over $300,000. I was nervous and concerned because I felt that the client was not going to be interested in what I felt was in his best interest. I fretted and complained to my wife, my associates, and myself. I was angry and upset that the presentation was not going to go well. I was clear what I did not want. In this case, I chose to change my emotion and focus on what I did want. I wanted to have an open discussion with the client and not a formal presentation. As I envisioned this conversation and began to feel what this new relationship would feel and look like, I began to smile and chuckle inside. It would be wonderful. A day later, I made the presentation, changed the relationship with the client, and got rave reviews about our discussions. I have since embarked on a contract with him worth twice as much. Part of the thrill of success in sales is knowing that there will be highs. Remember to anchor those highs and link them closer together. When the lows come, and they will come, simply refocus on what you want. Employ the disciplines of action, any action, to pull yourself out of the lows as quickly as possible. This will shorten the duration of the lows and keep you roaring back. Bone. As sales dogs, most of us are motivated by money. We are inspired by the limitless potential of our earnings. But is it really the money, or is it what we want to buy with the money? When it comes to getting sales goals, focus on the numerical values only as a label. For real power and excitement, focus on what you will do with the money, and focus on those things until you smile. I guarantee your energy will climb. But it is important to remember that it never stays high, and it never stays low. That is how nature works.